Share number 9. We're continuing the Chayvus HaLevavos' 10 advantages that the Baal HaBitachon has over the alchemist. And we're up to the 4th advantage. Hayisran HaRavi Hu Sha'aman HaKimika, the alchemist Behechrich Oysa Achas Mishte'ela. He's forced to perform in one of two ways. Oishu Meichin Kesev Izav Harbe. Or one way is to prepare a lot of gold and silver, meaning to produce it from the cheap metals, in the hope that he'll have customers, and the hope that he'll take and need it, so he prepares and he stocks up. Or a second choice is, he could produce only a little bit, in order that he should only as much as he needs for the next short period of time. But whichever way he chooses, the alchemist has fear. He's nervous. Why? If he chooses the first option and he prepares a lot of inventory, he's afraid. Maybe he'll lose it all. If he keeps a large, too much stock, he might not find a buyer, may be stolen by thieves, the government might take it away. His heart is pounding, and he has no menucha. Whether it's the government, however it is, he might lose it. So by keeping a large amount of stock, that makes him very nervous. Number one, will he be able to sell it? Will he be able to get rid of it? And number two, who knows? While he has it, people might realize he has a lot, and they might come and take it from him. However, if he chooses option number two and he says, okay, I won't keep a big stock, I'm only going to prepare a little bit that I need, whatever I need for a small amount of time, Hushari Bedaiga, he has another fear. Pen kasher hu yezokuk loy biyoser, loy tieloyef sharis liyatzer isai. Maybe when he's going to have a large order, and a very important order, and he's going to need a large amount, he's not going to have the ability to fill this order. At that point, the guy's going to come, and I need a large order for tomorrow. He's missing some of the chemicals, he's missing some of the materials. So by only keeping a small amount in stock for what he needed, he's nervous that an order might come, and he's going to need more, and he won't be able to fill it. So whichever way he chooses, and he has to choose one of the two ways to decide on his business model, whichever way he chooses is a risk, and therefore he's nervous from it. And he's always afraid that what's going to happen in whichever way he chooses. Vilu abitech belikim, but someone who is abitech b'Hashem, bitchenei chozek belikov, sheifarnes oisek yotzainai. But the Beitech BaKadosh Baruch Hu has strong bitachon in Hashem that Hashem will be mefarnes him as Hashem wants. Bizman sheyirtza uvamokim sheyirtza. What the right time and the right place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. There's nothing to worry about. Kimoishu mefarnes es ha'uber bekerev imoy. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for a fetus in his mother's womb, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides that fetus should be able to live. Doesn't make any sense. Apidar chadeva. How does it get fed? How does it breathe? And what about an unborn chick lives inside an egg? No opening to provide. Sheimba pesach shedarke la efshala hachnis mashu lefrach mibechutz. There's no opening to provide for this chick in the egg. And the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for the birds in heaven, in the sky, and the fish in the water, and even the small little ant, even though it's so weak. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we look around at the Bria, and we look at all the amazing ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefarnes, all different things in the Bria, that really we would say to ourselves, how is it possible? Where does it come from? Does the bird keep stock of food? Does he have a stocked pantry for himself? And yet birds are provided for. And the same thing with the fish. And the bigger nisim of the chick. And the bigger nisim of the uber b'mei imoy. Look around how HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for everything in the world. He created the system where he provides for everyone. Bizman sheyirtzu v'makom sheyirtzu. There's no place and there's no time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have an avenue to be able to help a person. And we find an interesting thing. The ant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for. And sometimes you find that the Ari, the lion, as strong as he is, sometimes is a little hungry. We find such a thing. There are times that he's hungry. Why? The lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us that strength and might are not what bring parnasa. And therefore you could have a hungry lion, and you could have an ant who's very happy and very full. When a person looks around at the Bria, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, why the lion sometimes might feel hungry, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you could have the strongest, the king of the jungle. I don't know if the lion's the strongest, Lav Dafka, but he's the king of the jungle, and he's pretty mighty, and yet he also sometimes is hungry. Kfirim Rashu v'ra'evu, v'darshi Hashem l'yachsru chaltoiv. V'nemar lo yarev Hashem nefesh tzadik, v'nemar nara yisi gam zakanti, v'loy reisi tzadik nezo v'zar mivakesh lochem. So this is the fourth advantage that the Baal HaBitachon has over the alchemist. The alchemist, whichever business model he chooses, he's always nervous. This is the biggest, the most secure person in the world. He has this unbelievable profession and trade, which will provide him with his parnasa. But it's fraught with worries in how exactly he should run the business. Masha'enkein, a person who's b'teach b'kodesh baruch hu, and he is strong in his bitachon, he knows that whatever situation he's in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to provide for him. Yes, he has to make his ishtadlus, and he has to make conscious business decisions, but to be fraught with worry that because he chose one way with the proper understanding and chachma, not because a person decided, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take care of me either way, so let me just flip the coin and sit back on my laurels. Avad, the person has to make a ishtadlus, and we'll be talking about that through Shara Bitachon, of the ishtadlus a person has to make. But like we're saying, with the ishtadlus, where is the bitachon? Where is the reliance? The reliance is that no matter what I do, kfirim rashu v'revu, bedarshi Hashem l'yachsu chatoiv, it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way if he wants, depending on his plan, where and what he wants to do for me. But no matter what I do, and that's my ishtadlus, that's not what the bitachon is, whether I'll be successful or not, and therefore I should worry, maybe I should do something else, or I should do this, or I should do that. The true Baal Bitachon knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could provide for him wherever he is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could provide for him wherever he is. And it gives the person a positive outlook on life. He's not fraught with worry. He has a positive outlook. He does his ishtadlus. This is what Hashem wants him to do. From here and on, it's the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of him.